by for audio. Got it.
And now,
the Alex Baker Show
brings you one of the most exciting events it's ever been our privilege to bring.
Here we go again.
And this is just the beginning.
The Alex Baker Show podcast.
Sorry, Kev, could you just chop me that phone, please, mate? Just chop me that one. Cheers. I just need to make a quick phone call. I know that we're actually on air. Well, we're on air now, yeah. So sorry about this, everybody. Apologies for this. I seem to make, where's the keypad on this? Oh, there it is. Oh, weird phone. I've seen anything like it. It's like a big... like a big hamburger. Right, here we go. What's the number? And then... what's the next bit? Oh, yeah. And... this is like the longest phone number ever. Oh, yeah. Got it? Yeah, that's it. Done. Smashed it.
Alex Baker Show.
Oh, it's so good. So good, baby. It's Kerrang Radio. Welcome to the show.
The Alex Baker Show.
That went on for a bit longer than I expected. This Kerrang Radio. My name's Alex Baker in the his house. Sorry that we were off last week. I had a meltdown last week. I tried to get everyone together. I don't know if you heard as well, but you can call me Dave. Actually did the show for us last week.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Is that what we resorted to?
That's what happened.
I know it was all a bit of a nightmare, but...
it all kicked off. We got to Sunday in the middle of the afternoon and we all just started dropping like flies.
Yeah, I know.
It was terrible. And I called, literally as a last resort. I called so you can call
me
Dave.
How much did he charge us for that?
Oh God, I don't even want to think about it. He's so expensive. But I called him, I was like, oh, so you can call me Dave. We need your help. And he was like... I'm sorry. Oh, I can't do his accent, but he was like, I'm sorry. Who's this? You know how he's always so annoyed yeah. about anything. And I was like, oh, it's Alex, mate, from the Alex Baker Show. And he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah. So anyway, I was just wondering, we're all like totally ill. Like, is it possible that you could just come in and do the show? And like, just, I don't, you just have to do a couple of links. And he was like, how much? That was literally his first question. How much? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Speak to the boss. He just sort of just, it's just such a petulant guy, but I'm very pleased that he did it for us.
That's good, and it's still within the Alex Baker Show family.
Yeah.
Rather than just putting Jake on or whatever.
Oh God, who wants that? Oh, we always bag on Jake. I love Jake, really. Jake's got himself a lovely girlfriend as well.
And much larger listening figures.
Oh, yeah, huge. Can't move for listeners. Fill stadiums with that guy's audience. That's because he plays songs, though. We don't really play songs. This is the Alex Baker Show. This is what happens every single Sunday night when we're here for a whole hour. We sit around and chat with you because we're aware, acutely aware, of the fact that there's people that listen to this station that love Kerrang Radio and love music. And you know what? I am one of those people. I listen to Kerrang every day and just soak up all the great music that's out there. However, also, we're acutely aware of the fact that there's people out there that, although they love the music and they don't want to be away from the music for too long, also just like to take a step back and just have a chat with a bunch of peeps. So that's what we're here for. That's what we've been doing for the past 5 years here on Kerrang Radio every single Sunday night. My name's Alex Baker. With me in the studio are my compatriots. Is that the right word?
Not really.
What's compatriots? What's
you're
that? Like,
you're thinking compatriot? No, that's not the right word.
I don't even know what that word.
I think compadres or comrades.
Either of those words would have
or
worked.
Patriots.
But I chose one that didn't work.
Let's not go with patriots. That's no. Mucky water.
What's the thing? It's like a hybrid of all three of those. A
mates.
Mates. Let's go with mates.
Let's go with mates. So Renee's here.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah, you.
Looking ravishing as always.
Oh, Alex, stop it.
Renee's got this amazing skin. Have we talked about Renee's skin before?
Mm, she glows.
She does glow. You have like the glow of a pregnant lady.
Sweat.
Oh, right. Do you know why? Because it's the worst possible weather. This week, I put a tweet up this week saying, I can't remember exactly what I said, but the crux of it is, you know when it's raining, but it's also really hot?
Mm.
That is the worst.
I like
like it.
What is there to like about
that
situation?
Because then you just have your umbrella and you're like, cool, I just don't have to wear a jacket or whatever. But when it's raining, cold and windy, that's the worst.
When it's raining, cold and windy, you put your jacket on, you get your hood up, you go out into the wilderness.
No, because then your umbrella's blowing everywhere and you don't know how to protect yourself. But when it's warm, you're just like, oh, this is a nice shower. Clear the air a bit.
Maybe it's because I didn't have an umbrella. Maybe that's where I went wrong.
It is a bit of a game changer. I remember the day.
I don't know if it's a game changer.
No, it really... it is a game changer.
It is a game changer.
I remember the day where I decided...
where you experienced your first umbrella.
Where I decided that I had to give up on trying to be cool, trying to, think I was too young for it.
Moisture?
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
Trying to think I was,
waterproof, mate.
Billy Big Shot. And just gave in and got an umbrella and put it in my... Because I thought, you know what? I carry a bag anyway. I carry a bag, like a haversack. With my computer in and all my,
The idea of Kev having one of those sticks with like a red neckerchief at the end of it. Oh my God, how is it the case that that's not a hipster thing? You know how hipsters have all the most ridiculous fashion faux pas?
I bet it is. What would you call that?
Have you seen all the images that have started doing the rounds recently of hipsters like sitting in coffee shops writing stuff on typewriters?
Oh, yes. Oh my God. I like the ones that carry vinyl players around as well.
Oh, no, they don't do that.
Plug their headphones into them.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why?
They're not portable devices, guys.
They're not portable, but there was no vinyl man. It was a disc man.
What would you call that thing? Would you call it a bag on a stick?
No, it's a knapsack.
Is it a knapsack?
A knapsack's like a backpack, isn't it?
Is it? Why is it called a knapsack?
Isn't that a brand name?
Do you have loads of naps in it?
It's a thing. Google image hipster bag on a stick. And it's a thing.
Oh my God. I need to see this with my own eyes.
Oh my God.
Let's have a look. Show me.
There's a website selling one.
Oh, you f***ing God.
Look at this guy.
Damn it.
Sorry, this is very vintage.
I want you to post that. That is ridiculous.
One. Okay.
It looks like a farm worker.
He's going to take someone's eye out.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, what the hell were we even talking about?
You were about to say hi to Kev.
Oh, yeah. Umbrellas. Oh, yeah. Also, Kev's here.
I didn't finish the umbrella story, did I? Basically,
I can't wait to hear the rest of this.
I realised one day, you know what? I'm carrying a bag everywhere anyway. I might as well get one of those little squash-up umbrellas. Folds down, check it in, and you just carry it around.
Sorted.
And yeah, game changer.
I've got one of those ones where you press the button and it goes.
Yeah, that's what
opens.
Mine's like.
So cool. Mm. I always feel like an F1 driver when I'm like, I don't know why something like Lewis Hamilton, I don't know anything about F1. Anyway, so ever so happy that you're here. Kevin's also here.
Hello.
And Kev, you are actually wearing kind of a hipster shirt. You've got like flowers on it and stuff.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even noticed. It's something I chucked on this morning. Whatever.
my knapsack.
I want to talk about lots of things today. I want to talk about lad things. I want to talk about Lil Wayne. I want to talk about bionic eyes. And I want to do a little round of Kev's Movie Minute. Before that, though, there's something I've been mulling over this week. I've been having conversations. I mean, I've just bought a new house. Thanks, by the way.
Oh!
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
you got
congratulations.
It?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't understand. It's not to kind of spoil the moment. I mean, the moment's past you. Has it had like a week?
Well, yeah, I'm moving in on Wednesday.
Oh, so you've not moved in yet? Okay, fine.
Hold on. Did that happen really quickly?
Or really
did you
quickly.
Just not say
well,
anything?
No, it's been going on for ages.
Yeah.
It's been the most laborious process of my life. I feel like my life has been on hold. By the way, I get this is like super first world problems. I've just bought a house, like whatever. But the point is, we put an offer in on this place like 3 months ago. And after about a week, we had a phone call from the estate agent that said, I'm a bit concerned that you guys aren't moving quickly enough because the rest of the chain is moving really fast. Because when you get into a house, you go into a chain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, basically, let me explain what that is. We're at the top of the chain. So we're buying a house off a builder, right?
Yeah.
So top of the chain. Someone's buying our house. Someone's buying the house that the person that's buying our house is selling. Someone below them is buying the house that the person below ours is selling to someone else. And down it goes, right? That's where a chain comes from. But the weird thing is about being in a chain is that nobody's allowed to speak to each other. Like nobody in the chain communicates. Oh, I can't pick up the phone and go, hello, Clive, second from the bottom. What's going on with this? Like, why have you not done that yet? I'm not allowed to. It's all done through solicitors and estate agents, right?
So they can charge you for it.
Turns out solicitors and estate agents are some of the most idiotic people in the whole world. Like estate agents, not so much, but solicitors. And I'm sorry if you're a solicitor. I'm sure you're amazing. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the rest of solicitors. Everyone apart from you, right? Like, I thought solicitors were supposed to be like really highly paid, highly skilled people, but it turned out they just don't have a clue what they're doing. And I got myself into this situation where there was one solicitor in our chain that just couldn't do anything right. Anyway, so they called us up after the first couple of weeks. We're like, oh, we think everyone in the chain's moving faster than you. Can you get a move on? And me and Mel were like, oh my God, mortified. We've got to get a move on. So we started like all guns blazing. Let's get this sorted. Let's get that sorted. Let's get everything done and be ahead of the game. So we were finished like 2 months ago, right? And since then, loads of other people in the chain have just been dragging their heels, and the whole thing has become this laborious, strung out procedure fronted up by a bunch of f***ing idiots that don't have any idea what they're doing, apart from this one shining light of a lady called Lois from Hetherington's estate agent, who was amazing. From start to finish, me and Mel were like, Lois has got this down. It wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for her. Lois, if you're listening, big shout out to you. But the whole thing was just a total nightmare. It was just, and then our builder started getting all annoyed and started telling us he was going to have to put it back on the market. And we were like, oh my God, wow. we're going to lose this house that we've been waiting for.
Well, hold on. The builder, you're at the top of the chain, and the builder's telling you that they're going to have to put your house back on the market because people down the other end of the chain haven't got their stuff together.
That's right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It does make sense because he was like, I want my money. Like,
yeah,
hurry
but
up.
He's definitely going to get his money from you.
Yeah, but he's like, if I put it back on the market, I might find a buyer that's able to move quicker, like a cash buyer or whatever.
So you'll have to wait for the money from your old house to buy the new one.
That's right. Okay, yeah, that's how the chain like comes together. But I just thought I had a great idea. In fact, we should have done a round of awesome things that don't exist but should exist. That would be awesome if they did. I had this great idea. Chain chat. So what it is, when you get yourself into a chain, right, what you do is you get a username and password and you log in, and that opens up a forum where you're able to talk to all the other people in your chain. Because we weren't able to say to the guys at the bottom, like, what's going on? Why is there a delay? Like, so we had to ask our solicitor, who'd go, yeah, I'll call you back, and then spend like 2 days waiting to hear from him because he's talking to someone else's solicitor who's like, on the day we were supposed to exchange, right, we were supposed to exchange on a particular date. Now, if you don't know what that means, you exchange contracts on a certain date, and once you've exchanged, that's like the point of no return. So that's when the deal's locked in, and then you completion is like moving in day, basically,
and then
you get the keys.
Post a picture of your keys on Facebook.
And yeah, like, and go, oh my God, I just completed. But exchange is this like point of no return, and we wanted to exchange. And the only reason that we didn't exchange on the day we were supposed to exchange on was because one of the solicitors was out at a lunch. And you're like,
brilliant.
Hold on, so everybody's got all their contracts signed, all the mortgages are in place, all the conveyancing's been done, all the councils are happy, everything's fine. The only reason this isn't happening is because someone's gone on a lunch. Literally.
Your whole life is on hold.
That was on a Friday, so it then put us back to a Monday, and then the Monday they were off, so we had to wait till it's just absolutely, the whole thing was just a shambles. Anyway, that wasn't my point. The point was, house buying's great and really good fun. But, years ago, I had flatmates. I used to live in shared houses. You're a student, you're in a shared house.
Or an adult in a shared house.
Or an adult. Well, if you're in London, most people in London are in shared houses because otherwise you have to live in a shoebox by yourself. Did you see that picture of that flat in London? There's a flat that's been advertised at the moment in London that's literally, okay, imagine a tiny room in your brain right now. Imagine a tiny room. If you haven't seen the picture, just imagine it. Tiny room. In the tiny room, in the far right-hand corner, so if you're looking at like a three-dimensional version of this room, in the far right-hand corner, there's a little kitchen. And when I say a kitchen, I mean a hob, like a one-circle ring hob, and a microwave, and a tiny fridge. That's the kitchen, right, with a little bit of work surface, maybe like 2 feet of work surface. Not even any cupboards or anything. So a hob, a microwave, and a little fridge, and a little bit of work surface. That's the kitchen in the corner of the room. The rest of the whole room was a bed.
Yeah.
And that was on the market for like £800 a month.
Yep.
Sickening, isn't it?
The highest rent prices in Europe.
Is it? In Europe?
Yep.
Absolutely insane. But this got me to thinking about flatmates. Because I'm quite lucky. Through the course of my like living with other people career, I've had pretty decent flatmates. However, two of my mates have just been Kelly and Usman, are just on the road at the moment to try and find a new flat. And the whole procedure's a nightmare because they just keep coming across totally insane people that are like bonkers. And my mate told me this story about a guy he used to live with who seemed like totally fine, like just normal guy, no big deal. And hello, mate, how you doing? Oh, yeah, should we move in together? Great, yeah, or met on Gumtree or whatever. Started living together. After about 6 months, he'd noticed this guy was a bit weird, but it was his birthday. And this guy made him a card. And the card, he opened the envelope. So I said envelope, not envelope. Opened the envelope, pulled out the card, and the picture on the front was like a man in a padded cell. And it said, happy birthday on the bottom. And he was like, okay. And like drawn it himself.
It's right,
like,
okay.
Really like graphically drawn picture of this man in a padded cell. He opened up the card and inside it was the same picture of a man in a padded cell, except for in his hand, he was crushing a dove.
Oh my gosh.
And it had a speech bubble by his mouth that just said, release.
In it. Oh, yeah. I was going to be like, happy birthday.
Release.
Like, happy birthday, you nutter, or something, you know.
No.
Make it lighthearted.
Just said, release. It was like, oh, cool, thanks, mate.
What do you do with that?
I don't know.
When you said he had the picture on the front and then when you opened it up, it was the same picture again. I thought you were going to say he kept opening it up to the same picture it was a never-ending card nightmare.
Never-ending card nightmare. Oh, wow. Terrifying. So flatmates are mad. And I had this memory. I used to produce a show years and years and years ago called The Night Before, right here on Kerrang, actually, with a guy called Nick Majerison. Amazing show. I had such a great time doing it. And we interviewed an author called Una McGuinness, I think she was called. And Una had brought out a book called I Lick My Cheese, which was a way of like... it was her sort of insight into the world of living with different people. And she was, like me, one of the kind of people that just cannot stand the idea of someone else eating their food. You know, so you buy, this happened when I was a student. I didn't want to be this guy, but they drove me to it. Damn you, Mitch and Rich. You made me do this. They used to drink my milk all the time and it used to drive me up the wall. So I resorted to like marking my milk. So, you know, you got a pint of milk in the fridge and you'd mark it with a Sharpie. So you knew where, like, you know what I mean?
Draw a line where it is, like,
where the milk line was. So you knew if someone else had drunk it, you could see it was below that line. And Una had this thing, I lick my cheese, which she used to put post-its all over the place. And she'd put a post-it on her, like, cling film wrapped cheese saying, I lick my cheese, as if to say, stay away from my cheese because I lick it. But have either of you guys ever lived with anyone that's totally mental?
When you're looking for housemates and stuff, everyone's like, oh, I want somebody that, you know, that we get on with, we have the similar interests. And it's like, no, mate, seriously, you need, first and foremost, you want someone that's not a crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and that is just sifting through the crazies. That's where the hardest bit. And then if you end
no
up...
No one that's going to write you a card crushing a dove.
Like, I love that card. I've been really lucky with mine. I'm like...
Well, you're going out of one of yours.
Yeah. I'm so grateful. He's only a little bit crazy. Our house is pretty cool, though, because there's loads of us. There's seven of us. It's a really big house. But we usually, like, share each other's stuff.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Like,
I say bohemian.
Yeah. We're quite lucky in our house.
The thing is, like, sharing stuff is fine if that's part of a prearranged thing. So if you do, say you do your food shopping together and you split the cost of it.
Yeah.
So that everyone owns everything.
How very grown up.
So you just buy enough.
Like a family.
That everyone needs. Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that though, because I'd eat it all.
Exactly.
I'm one of those people that comes back from a Tesco shop and like puts everything in my fridge and goes, oh, wow, look at all that. I love a fully stocked fridge, me. Then I'll go in and start playing Far Cry for a bit and I'll be like, ooh, I'm quite peckish. And by the end of the day, there's literally nothing left in the fridge.
Well, that's because you've got no control.
Apart from an avocado. Hate those things. Mel makes me buy them.
So overrated.
I hate avocados.
I
walked past a shop the other morning that sold avocado sandwiches, like toasties. Ugh. So it was a toastie with just avocado in it. So who the f*** wants to eat that?
I tell you, put salmon on, it's real nice.
Oh,
I tell you what makes avocado a bit more bearable for me, though. I'm a big fan of like putting food in other food. Either as a sort of...
Well, like a stuffed avocado.
Yeah, either as like a container. So like, I will, whenever I have the option, I will put whatever I'm eating in between bread. Be that naan bread or pita bread. Whatever it is, it makes it more fun for me if it's within bread.
It's like a vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, yeah,
a vehicle
exactly.
To your mouth.
Yeah. So avocado, you can have an egg in an avocado.
So good.
Oh,
and
what?
It's really nice. Really? So you just literally scoop out a little... So you open up the avocado, cook it, scoop out the little middle bit.
What?
And cook an egg.
Horrible.
And you can, in fact, I think you can cook it in the avocado.
That's what I do. Yeah. Just scoop it out a bit, put the egg in, and put the whole thing in the oven.
Yeah.
What, and you eat like the
15
husk.
Minutes.
Yeah, it's well nice.
That sounds
really
horrible.
Good. I'll tell you a way of eating avocados that you boys would love. So you get a tray, open a big pack of chili heat wave Doritos, chuck it in, get an avocado, chop up some cubes of that, chuck some cheese on, chuck some salsa, whack it in the oven. Doritos. No, nachos. Completely ruined that.
Turn it into a branded food.
Turn it into exactly the same food you put in the oven.
Yeah, woo, well
no,
done.
No, it's so good because it's all like warm and squidgy and it doesn't really taste like the avocado that you're thinking of.
Well, that's good avocado. Because isn't guacamole avocado anyway?
It's smashed up avocado.
Yeah. I love guacamole.
But that's got like chives and stuff in. A red onion.
Horrible. Looks like bogeys. So, Kev, have you ever lived with anyone mental?
No, but I'm a little bit concerned that that means that I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
You'd be I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, I think that might be me. Well, I wouldn't give anyone a card like that.
I remember being at uni and I lived with a guy and he came into my room one night and he was Alex. And I was like, what's up? And he was like, can you just come with me a second? And I was like, yeah. So I walked with him and we went to this down, we had like a downstairs toilet, right? I walked into this downstairs toilet and the sink was full of blood.
Oh.
And I was like, what the hell's this? And he was like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. And just ran off to bed.
Oh.
And I was like, in the morning, I was like, so dude, you know last night when you took me into the bathroom and the whole basin was just full of blood? And he was like, no. And I was like, what was that about? And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to talk about it. Go away. And that was literally that. That was that.
And you never found out?
Never found out. I assume he had like a nosebleed, but it was like, there was lots of blood.
That's really dark.
Did you move out?
No. He did actually end up getting off with my girlfriend, though, which was a bit like, not my girlfriend that turned into my wife, but a previous girlfriend. So, yeah, they had a thing, which was a...
Did you tell her about it?
Heartbreaking situation.
Have you somehow, like, got the order of these events wrong in your head? Did the sink full of blood happen after he got off with your girlfriend?
Well, do you think I might have killed someone?
you've seen red. You know, you've blacked it out from your memory and it's got all confused.
God, I really hope not. That'd be awful. I just admitted to murder on air. Wow. Although, do you know, I do have every now and then, I know we're just flitting all over the place here, but I do every now and then, there's two dreams that scare me more than anything. I know we're going to talk about dreams here. Dream news. There's two dreams that scare me that I have on a semi-regular basis. In fact, there's three, but one of them I don't have anymore. I'll start with the third one that I don't
have
anymore.
This is a great story.
Yeah. I'm just giving you the backstory. So the third one is I used to have, in my house that I grew up in with my parents, if you were sitting on the sofa watching TV and the door to my right was open, so imagine that situation. I'm sitting on the sofa watching TV in front of me. The door to my right goes out to the hallway downstairs, right?
Yeah, I can see you closing your eyes, thinking that this is quite hard to picture. It's really not.
I'm really difficult to
picture. You're sitting on the sofa and there's a door.
Really struggle with picturing things, as you may remember. So to my right is the door. The door, if you look through the door, you can see the, what's it called? The cupboard under the stairs, basically, where you hang your coats
house.
And stuff.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, Harry Potter's house.
Harry
Potter's not there. There's like the Hoover and some like bottled water and stuff. The lemonade I'm not supposed to know about. And I used to have this dream. So you could walk into that cupboard, right, to hang your coats up and stuff. It was quite a small cupboard. You could walk in. So I used to have this dream that I'd be sitting watching TV. This was a recurring nightmare that I had from the age of about 8 till about 15 years old, right, all the time. So what would happen? I'd be watching TV and my mum would be in the cupboard, like looking for something. And she'd go, oh, Alex. And I'd turn and look out of the living room into the hallway to where my mum was. And she'd be facing into the cupboard looking for something. And I'd be like, what's up, Mum? She's like, can you help me look for something? And as she said look for something, she'd turn around and look at me and her face would be like a werewolf's face.
Oh.
And it used to scare me so much. And I got to a point where I had this dream so often that I knew when I was in the dream that if I heard my mum say, Alex, I knew not to look.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't look, it wouldn't happen because I'd be just looking at the TV and she'd be going, Alex. And every time I look round, she'd turn and her face would be a werewolf face.
Lucid.
It was, yeah, it happened with such regularity, it became like a lucid dream trigger. And I was able to realise that I was dreaming and not look.
What was the relevance of the cupboard under the stairs? I zoned out a bit during that.
I don't know. It was just that's where she was.
Oh, she was in the cupboard?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
So she'd be looking at zoned out. That's good to know.
I just missed that one little bit.
The most engaging radio show in town. Even the people in the room aren't listening.
No, I was... I will be honest. I suddenly thought, oh, Alex is totally going to ask me after this if I have a recurring nightmare. So I was trying to remember what mine
was. Oh, I see. Oh,
I was getting
clever.
Ready, getting ahead of the game.
Getting reds.
But I can't multitask, so I didn't work out too well for me.
But so it got to the point where she'd go, Alex. And it got to the point where I wouldn't look. And towards the end of having this dream, it used to be the case that she'd be like screaming, Alex, in my ear. Oh. And I'd be looking straight ahead. And she'd never touch me or anything like that, but I'd be looking straight ahead at the TV. And I knew if I turned, it would be a werewolf face. So I'd have to keep looking straight ahead. So whatever I do, whatever she says, just keep looking straight ahead. And she'd be going, Alex, in my ear like that. And literally, that's when it got to its most intense. And I just didn't look. And then I never had that dream again. Wow. It just stopped. It was so weird. So anyway, that's dream three.
Oh my God.
The other dream I have that is so scary is a dream where I'm getting chased by the devil, right? The devil is like on a relentless pursuit of Baker Man. All he wants, all he cares about is destroying me, right? So I'm like hiding.
It's pretty egotistical, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm like hiding. I'm like escaping the country, trying to get away from the devil and all the rest of it. And then I have this horrible realization in my dream. And the realization goes like this. Either it's the case that I'm mad and I've lost my mind and I think the devil is chasing me and that's it. I've gone mad. And that's really scary and a horrible thing to imagine. And I go, oh my God, maybe I'm mad. Oh God. Or it's the case that the devil is real and is actually pursuing me. Right? So it's like the most terrifying situation you can possibly imagine. Either I'm mad, completely mad, lost my mind, or the devil is actually real and is out to get me. So that's a horrible dream that crops up every now and then. But the worst dream of all, right? I don't know why I'm telling you all this. The worst dream.
I can't remember how this started.
Me neither. I think we were talking about avocados, weren't we?
Oh, this is so ridiculous.
The worst dream of all is I've just remembered the link because the sink full of blood. The worst dream of all is the dream where I think that I've killed someone and that I've buried them in the garden.
Oh my God.
And it's such, this dream, it only happens maybe like twice, three times a year. Right? It doesn't happen regularly. But
that's quite a lot still.
Yeah, it is quite a lot. And I'll have this dream and I'll be thinking, oh my God, like, did I kill that person? And in my mind, I killed them and put them in a bag with like loads of weird stuff and then buried them in the garden. And what's horrible about the dream is, you know, usually with dreams, you wake up and you go, whatever, Bakes, lost your mind. Or you guys won't say Bakes, but you know what I mean? I don't say Bakes either. Anyway, so
you totally do.
Usually you'll have that. You'll have that kind of brush it off sort of sentimental sort of mentality. Just, oh, silly, just a stupid dream. Don't worry about it. But for some reason, with this dream, I find it really difficult to get my head back in reality. And last time I had it, I woke up and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, right? And I was in a cold sweat and I was like, oh my God, did I kill someone? I can't have killed someone. Like, I wouldn't have killed someone. That's ridiculous. Like, I'm not a murderer. Oh God. It feels like I did because of the dreams telling me so. And oh God. And I literally had to get out of bed, go downstairs and go out into my garden to check the grass.
Oh.
To make sure it hadn't been like disturbed. And I had this like horrible feeling that I was going to go out and see that the grass was a bit different in the place where I thought I'd buried them.
Oh, man.
It's such a dark dream and it plays tricks. That's what I hate about dreams. They can properly play tricks with your mind. So, yeah, in short, maybe it is the case that I killed someone. I haven't heard from her in a while. Anyway, so that's good news, eh? Flatmates. Who'd have them?
Oh.
Might get saddled with me. Imagine that.
In a world of only loving music by Morrissey and having very few interesting character traits, one man has a dream. 5 stars. Said no one ever. God, he's boring. Stated Radio Today.
Kev.
Is Kev's Movie Minute.
Sorry, Kev, can you just chuck me that snare drum that's over there? Yeah, cheers.
Hang on,
yeah.
Where is it?
This one,
yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I was going to smack the crap out of this. Yeah! Piling up for me here, everyone! Yay! Good! here. They're not really. I'm just being silly. Right, it's time for Kev's Movie Minute. This is the feature where budding film critique, Kevin Hingley, tells us about a film that he's watched and we have to guess what it is. Kev's got his hand up.
Sorry, they just reminded me of something I always think about when I'm on the radio. Is you say, oh, Alien Lab Farmer here, yay, not really. Do you think there are some people out there that think, oh, there's got to be at least one or two people out there that think when you hear their song on the radio,
someone's actually playing it.
I reckon there are people out there that think that.
No, I don't reckon so.
You
well,
sure?
Maybe.
You
maybe.
Sure?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
There are some stupid people in the world.
There are. Not you, though.
No,
not you, if you're listening. Definitely, well, definitely not one of them. Right, Kev, hit us with a movie. We've got to guess what it is. What are the scores this season?
3-0?
I think it's 3-0.
Wow, to Renee.
To Renee. Ooh, she's smashing it.
You're doing badly.
No, it's not going well at all. So, Kev, hit us with a movie. We've got to guess what it is. My buzzer sound is going to be tractors. What's yours going to be, Renee?
Oi, oi.
Oh, okay, keeping it lad culture.
Oh.
I like it.
Nice. Okay, so this week I have watched a film that I've seen before, actually. Bit of a repeat viewing, but it's a good one. Bit of a fun one. It is.
You know, there's a whole psychology around that. There's
mean?
A whole psychological study that's happened around why people watch the same film again.
And apparently, I don't normally do it, actually.
Oh, really?
Very rarely.
Apparently, it's about it's like a comfort mechanism. Anyway, story for another
time.
I
totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Whenever I move into someplace new, I watch the first Transformers. The first thing I ever put on is Transformers.
The best of all the Transformers.
Yeah.
The rest were really awful.
Really bad.
Shoot.
So it was a repeat viewing for me. It is a comedy. It's a comedy film. I'd say from the past 10 years-ish. Not that old, not that new, but, you know, modern. Not a classic, per se. However, it does basically have the exact same storyline as a classic comedy. But not a remake or reboot in the sense of it having the same name or the same characters. It's just one of those weird occasions where they've just taken a story that's already been done and just made it again.
Right.
Under a different...
Without referencing it at all. Okay.
But it's the exact same story. So this has happened a few times, but this is definitely one of the most sort of notable. This is a film that comes from the kind of corner of comedies as... I suppose it wouldn't be too much of a clue to say things like... I can't think of any film other than the one I'm trying not to say the name of.
Tractors!
Hello.
Is it Mean Girls?
No. And that's not the corner of films I'm thinking of. The corner of films I'm thinking of is like Pineapple Express.
Right.
You know, films like that.
Right.
But not...
There isn't many films like that, if I'm honest.
It's not really like that much... Sorry, Renee buzzed.
Superbad?
No.
But that kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's kind of that kind of vibe. Maybe a bit less teenage. But in terms of, you know... the corner of Hollywood it would have been produced in.
Got you.
Right.
That's the sort of...
thinking of Seth Rogen type vibe.
Yeah, that's the kind of region we're in here.
Okay.
But there is a big, big name in this film. Big Hollywood name as one of the main characters, for sure, who is also in comedies, but he's also sometimes in actions. He's a big action hero as well, in particular. As well as a bit of a looker. Got a bit of a criminal history going on there. Bit of drug abuse, that kind of thing. But it's all behind him. But did some time. Definitely did some time.
Some time?
Hold on, he did some time in jail?
Yeah.
In the real world?
In the real world, IRL.
That's in real life, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Well, it still makes sense.
Same vibe.
Yeah, same vibe. That's a pretty big clue.
Oh, God, people around the nation right now are screaming at their radios.
At least for who the actor is. We're talking, this isn't the film, but you know, one of the biggest action heroes in the world.
Snipes?
When I say emphasis on hero, like superhero,
superhero.
Yeah, he also plays a superhero in a big franchise.
What, so what? Superman? No,
not
can't be here.
No.
Christian Bale?
No.
Batman?
No.
Spider-Man?
There's no buzzing going on here, guys.
Oi, oi.
Hello.
Hold on, is there a clue?
No, you can't, you can't buzz and then ask questions.
Oh, right.
It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
You have to buzz when you know the answer. Mm. Who's the main actor? Just tell us the clue.
Robert Downey Jr. I can't believe you didn't get Robert Downey Jr. from those two.
Is it the fighting one with him and Sly
no.
Stallone?
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about. No.
Meet the Fockers.
No.
Meet the Parents.
No.
Oh. Nice one, Tone.
Thanks, Tony.
Always on it. Yeah. Love that guy. Good work. High five, Tone. Good work.
Thanks, Tony.
That was a tricky one as well because it had to distinguish between meet the fuckers.
I know. What is on it?
And an actual swear word.
Best in the business. Mm. So it's Robert Downey Jr. and it's a comedy.
Yeah.
And it's basically a complete rip of an old film.
Yeah.
And he's in it. And is he the main guy?
Yeah, pretty much.
How am I not knowing what this is?
I have no idea what it is.
It's two words and it's alliterative.
Like Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
But it's not
oh my
Perfect.
God, what the hell? People are screaming at their
alliteration
radios.
Or just alliteration?
Is it what, sorry?
Plosive alliteration.
What does that mean?
P. That sound, like Pitch Perfect. It's plosive alliteration.
It's not P's, no. It doesn't begin with P.
All right, so
they begin with D's. It's double D.
Double denim?
D. Yeah. D something.
Yes.
This is the one for you to get, Alex, because I haven't no
I mean, these clues are enormous.
Dr. Dolittle.
Give me another clue. Give me another massive clue.
It involves a baby.
A baby?
Daddy daycare.
No one's buzzing.
Oi, oi.
Hello.
Daddy daycare.
No.
I've got absolutely
that's
no
three
idea.
Words,
what's the first word?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Due.
Tractors.
Hello.
Due date.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah!
Oh my God, that was so difficult.
No, but isn't due date Arnie?
What? No.
I've never heard of that film.
You've never heard of due date?
No, I just made up a name.
Who else is in due date?
Due date is amazing. It's Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
And it is Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
How have I not heard of that?
I've not seen
either of those. Pretty much the exact same story.
Right, so I've won one, so it's 3-1.
As if you haven't seen Due Date, it's amazing.
How many kevs? More kevs the worse.
I'll give Due Date probably 20 kevs.
So that's a healthy 80%.
That's a quality film.
It's a quality film, Governor.
Quality.
Well, there we go. Right, thanks very much. Let's go to an advert break.
You're welcome, by the way.
Buy these things.
Why am I welcome?
Well, I'll let you win that one.
The Alex Baker Show Podcast. Alex Baker Show.
Big up! So welcome back to the show. My name's Alex Baker. That was, of course, Bring Me the Horizon's new tune. It's called Happy Song. Oh, yeah. Ollie Sykes doing some clean vocals. Always knew that guy could sing. He was waiting in the wings to bring out that clean vocal.
Well, I don't think he could. I think he had to learn to sing.
Well, yeah, it took his sweet time, didn't it? anyway, so welcome back to the show. I don't know whether you guys have heard about this, but you know the rapper Lil Wayne? Right? Something amazing happened this week. Now, I'm a kind of guy that very much dislikes people that think that just because they're famous, that the world should treat them differently to anybody else. Because you know what, folks? There's some things that money just cannot buy. And manners is one of those things. And Lil Wayne learned that in abundance this week when this happened. So, he was getting a private jet to somewhere with a bunch of his mates. And as he was getting on the plane, he said, like, you know, sort of quite, what's the word? Gallantly. That's not the right word.
Nonchalantly.
Yeah, kind of like, just whatever. He said, oh, by the way, me and my boys are going to smoke on the plane, dude, like to the pilot. And the pilot was like, I'm afraid you're not going to smoke on my plane.
I would have loved to have seen that.
You're absolutely not going to smoke on my plane. If you smoke on my plane, then I'm just going to take us back to the airport. And Lil Wayne and all his mates were like, ha ha, whatever, yeah, dickhead, run on, go pilot the plane, all the rest of it. So he went and started piloting the plane. Taxied onto the runway.
Because Lil Wayne's from North London, right?
Yeah, I was going to say. Lil Wayne's from the end.
From the end. The plane took off, wheels folded in as they do, and off they flew into the sky. At that point, Lil Wayne thought it would be good to spark up a doobie, as they say. So he sparked up, started smoking, pilot smelt it, turned the plane round, landed it, and booted them all out.
Yes!
They were in the air for 17 minutes.
Brilliant.
Can I just absolutely love that? Doesn't matter who you are, Lil Wayne, you cannot fight against justice.
But that cost him loads of money as well.
Yeah.
So the pilot's 17 just like, minutes.
Get out of the plane. Amazing. In your face, Lil Wayne.
It annoys me, though, that like a pilot of a plane can sort that out and land the plane and kick them off. Happens on the bus.
Oh,
yes. Bus driver don't do nothing about it. Yeah, bus driver don't kick anyone off.
They don't care. It's because they've got their special guarded windows up, so they don't have to smoke it. They're not around it.
Yeah,
they're protected, so they're like, ha, minions at the back. Yeah. I'm okay. Let that man smoke unless you want to stop him. And like, well, obviously not, because I don't want to get stabbed in the eye. So you have to sit there and take the smoke.
Yeah, it's not cool. I hate that. I hate the way, I hate the culture that we now live in, where if someone's being a dick, you can't say to them, oh, you're being a right dick, stop doing that, for fear that you're going to get beaten up, even though it's them that's being a dick. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I hate? And this is really controversial, because I think a lot of the listeners are probably going to, like, be the other side of this, but I don't smoke and I hate smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from the mindset that you don't, you're not born smoking, so that's something you've chosen to do.
Yeah.
So why is it that it's okay to walk down the street smoking? So then I'm getting like...
So you're breathing other people's smoke.
So
it's not okay.
But apparently it is, because everyone's doing it, especially in central London when you're trying to get somewhere and all these people and they're all smoking.
Yeah.
And you're walking past a pub and everyone's outside taking up all the path and they're smoking. And I have to like then go in the road or walk through a huge cloud of smoke just to get to where I'm going. And it's not fair.
It's not
when
cool.
It's something that you or whoever has chosen to do.
Well, that was the whole reason they took smoking out of restaurants and public spaces in the first place.
Because it's just like...
I used to work in a restaurant like years ago. Well, I worked in bars and restaurants. And one particular one, Revolution in Birmingham. I used to work there and the smoking ban hadn't come into effect. And that it got so smoky in that bar that like I couldn't open my eyes. Like, I'd be trying to serve people and I'd be, like, squinting, going, oh, what do you want, mate? Because if I open my eyes would just fill up with water and start itching because it was so smoky. And you just think, how bad is that?
It's horrible.
That smoke. Madness. Anyway, it's time for talking about loud things convincingly. Are you ready, guys?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Talking about loud things convincingly.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. Talking about loud things convincingly is a feature that we do here on the Alex Baker Show. Oh, by the way, if you've just joined us, hello. Welcome to the show. This is the Alex Baker Show. My name's Alex Baker. We sit around on a Sunday night and chat about various different things. That's what we do. We do features. We talk about all kinds of nonsense. But this feature is dedicated to the fact that there's so many guys out there in the world that right now are missing out on being part of conversations because they just don't know about lad things. I am one of those guys. Often I find myself in situations where everyone's having a great time, you know, all chatting, being merry, talking about football or, I don't know, the cricket or whatever, and I just can't join in because I don't know anything about it. So this is a feature where I get to practice that, and I encourage you wholeheartedly to do this with your friends and learn how to talk about loud things convincingly too, so you can't be left out of social situations, unless you want to be, in which case that's fine. However, this weekend, I think, I don't really know when it is, but sometime around now is going to be the Hungarian Grand Prix.
Oh.
So everywhere I go, people are talking about the F1. So I just thought this would be a prime opportunity for us to talk about F1 convincingly. I started last time, so Kevin, it's over to you.
Oh, mate. Mate.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh, Sunday.
Oh, I love the pub on a Sunday.
It's
love
good.
It.
The whole day, the whole event. You mentioned the pub on a Sunday. I don't like to do the whole of the F1 there, though.
No.
I like to go in the morning.
What are we talking about?
Whenever the pub opens, to watch the qualifying, you know, but then go home. They'll get a roast on Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Have that in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's long, isn't it? F1.
And then go back. Oh, right.
And then
go
back to the pub and carry on watching it. And then maybe come home again and carry on watching it. And it'll probably still be going on when you go to bed.
Well, that's the thing about F1, though, isn't it, mate? I mean, you know, push comes to shove, shove comes to push, shunt comes to crash. You know, all the guys, 20 of them there is in the cars racing around the tracks.
Yep.
And you never know who's going to win. You know, it's a different winner every time.
Yeah.
I think.
Sometimes.
Most of the time. Or not.
All the time.
But I remember one day I was watching Lewis Hamilton. You know the guy.
Oh, yeah, Abbo.
Goes out of Scherzinger.
Oh, no.
Does he not?
I don't think so.
Oh, sorry. No. I'm not up to date.
She's
with...
on the market.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
I'm not up to date with popular culture because I'm too busy being enthusiastic about F1. So
of course.
I haven't got time to worry
about cars, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, exactly.
Cars and tyres.
And do you know why it's called F1?
Why?
Because it's Formula One.
Yeah,
because
well,
there's a particular type of petrol they use that is like so good that it gives the engines extra power. Because you can't put Formula One fuel in a Formula Two car.
No, mate.
Because hell will break loose.
Ooh.
So that's something to think about.
Be a nightmare.
What do you reckon about it, Renee?
Yeah, it's just a lot like Kev, me.
Oh, that's stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great...
That was amazing.
That was a great F1 impression there,
thank
Barry.
You practice that every Sunday, don't I?
Let me try one.
It sounds like a lame fart.
Oh, no, there we go. I can't do it.
Oh.
Do it again. That was amazing. It wasn't quite
that
as good.
Wasn't it?
No, I messed it up.
The end of it was pretty good. Yeah. The tail off.
Oh, thanks.
I think that was probably the worst talking about Lab thing we ever did. It wasn't funny at all.
Awful. Not at all.
That was definitely a fail.
And can I just say, guys, going forward, when you start naming facts like, oh, yeah, the drivers, 20 of them there are.
Yeah. I don't know how many there are. Lewis Hamilton's a guy, though.
Yeah, he is a guy.
He's the winner. He always wins stuff. Do you reckon that the rest of the F1 drivers are just like, hate him? Just like,
I don't think he is, though. I don't
screw
think
that
he
guy.
Does always win.
He's always on the podium shaking the champagne.
Yeah, maybe 4 years ago. I don't know. I'm not so sure now.
Oh, who does win then? Jenson Button. He's
probably
won.
Not, no.
Schumacher.
I don't know, like Raikkonen?
Who's that?
I just feel like...
Sounds like a German lager.
I feel like that's one of them.
Raikkonen.
Doesn't it? Oh, a pint of Raikkonen, please, mate.
Yeah, sort me out a pint of Raikkonen.
It's like a lager that you'd have in like a slightly posher pub.
Yeah.
That doesn't sell... Like, I'm not going to start naming lagers as cheap because, you know, Yeah. Mucky waters, but...
Hamilton sounds like a sort of...
Cigarette.
An ale.
No, like an old British ale.
Yeah, it does.
Pint of Hamilton, please, mate.
Yeah.
doesn't it?
Can I do a Formula One name drop?
If you must.
If you really want.
when I was at a festival over the summer, the boss of the Red Bull team, the one that's married to Jerry Halliwell, took a photo of me and my friends with the Spice Girls.
Really?
Yeah, so he took that photo.
You know what's more... What's quite funny about that, though, that you've missed there is that David Coulthard was there as well.
Yeah, but he wasn't in our photo, so I don't...
Oh, right, fine.
He's an actual F1 person.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
Legend. Called him Crichton.
Because he's got a weird shaped head.
So he looks like Crichton. Yeah.
What, from Red Dwarf? I used to know a guy who used to call it Red Dwarf. He used to really annoy
me. Red Dwarf.
He's like, oh, did you watch the latest episode of Red Dwarf? And I'd be like, I really enjoyed it. What did you think? I was like, oh, just Red Dwarf is just my favorite. Oh, really? What do you like about it? Oh, I just think it's so funny. Oh, Red Dwarf. No, okay. I hope you enjoyed it. Could never have the heart to tell him.
Cool whip.
Just looking through my notes, I think we're done.
Any other business?
AOB. I was going to talk about...
We can make an official feature out of any other business, can we?
Any other business. I was going to talk about bionic eyes, but we'll do that next week.
All the better to see you with.
Tesco. Oh, the Tesco social media win.
Oh, that was so... Good.
I'm fairly sure the person that ran the Tesco social media account that night when they tweeted that thing is an Alex Baker Show listener.
Because
the language they used was totally our language.
Which thing was this?
Oh, we'll have to talk about it next week because we haven't got time.
Can I just mention how clean the soles of your trainers are?
Oh, thanks.
Like, your trainers are falling apart, but the soles are really clean.
All right. Bagging on my kicks for.
It's really weird.
It's quite a good way of describing Alex in general, isn't it? It looks like he's falling apart, but his soul is clean.
Unbelievable. Any other business? AOB.
I'm done.
AOB, yeah, you know me.
I said AOB, yeah, you know me.
We've got to do that next time we're in a meeting together. Some like high-powered meeting about the future of Kerrang Radio.
Well, no, that could be the jingle for AOB, the future.
AOB, yeah, you know me. We'll do that. Right then, it's been a pleasure, as always. Please come and find us on Twitter at Kerrang Radio. We're going to sort the podcast out. Also, Laura Blagging It, topic writer, might be coming in to do some work experience stuff. So I think...
Some new topics.
I've already got her to write some new topics over email.
Excellent.
So she did that for us. But she's going to cut, I think, she's going to Manchester University next year, or this year, September, whenever it is. So I think she's going to come down and do some work experience with us in that period, like before then, over the summer.
That's cool.
So I was thinking maybe we could get her to make all the podcasts for us.
Excellent idea.
So Laura, if you're listening...
I thought you were going to say, maybe we could get Laura on the show and she can come and hang out.
Yeah, we could do that as well. But Laura, if you're listening, that's what I really want you to do, because we need someone to do it.
Maybe just don't go to university and just do that instead.
Just come and do the podcast.
You'll love it. It's great fun.
Yeah, there's a big future in it for you if you do that. Loads of money. God, you're on your third house already. Christ, we're so poor. Right, see you next time. Until then, AOB...
Yeah, you know me!
No, we already did that.
That was the AOB.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
Huh? Yeah, Eric, if he's like...
The Alex Baker Show Podcast.